Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. The U.S. franchise sector comprises around 780,000 businesses, with economic output of these establishments reaching $790 billion in 2021. In this giant industry, standing out is no small feat. Conveniently, innovation is the secret ingredient of success, putting budding ventures on the map of their respective industries. However, franchising has been steeped in tradition, with very few professionals brave enough to disrupt the status quo. One individual who embarked on a mission of redefining not just franchising, but also restoration, another tradition-dependent sector, is serial entrepreneur Nick Anthony Zamuson, the founder of Best Option Restoration, a franchise holding 62 businesses across the United States. With over 25 years of experience as a business strategist and entrepreneur, Nick Anthony Zamuson has established himself as an authority in the franchise industry. Here today to tell us more about himself, how he has been successful in the franchise industry, and how anybody can succeed is Nick Anthony himself, and we certainly appreciate your joining us once again.
Eric, hey, it's always, I always appreciate you having me on the show. So thanks again, man.
Always a pleasure. Really appreciate your time and looking forward to getting an update here. I know it's been a couple of years. So tell us, for starters, your backstory is fascinating, by the way, and it seems you are constantly looking for new entrepreneurial ventures. Tell us briefly how you ended up in the restoration business for those that are not so familiar.
Well, I mean, this is Best Option Restoration is my fourth franchise organization. I've had a pizzeria franchise, a home care franchise, non-medical home care franchise, a bio franchise, and now restoration. You know, it was a space that I saw was the restoration space was something that I saw that was it needed some new blood. It needed some new technology, some new ways of doing things. So I looked at the space and went, wait, there's some really big players in here, and they're all doing the same thing, and they're all fighting for the same dollar, yet no one's innovated anything. So I just brought some new technology to the world through thermal technology and some serum systems, and we've just decided that we're going to win on speed. Speed kills is what they say. So we wanted to kill the competition with speed, making sure our presentation was always good. Because I'll tell you, when you walk into a homeowner's home and when they have a water loss, mold situation, fire damage, you know, some of the people from the other companies, they walk in, gosh, they look like, you know, they look like they just rolled out of bed. Presentation is terrible. They're, you know, tramping through people's houses with muddy shoes. So, you know, we decided that presentation and customer service was something that we were going to bring back to the industry, something that just, you know, in my opinion, just really fell by the wayside. I would say, gosh, back in the 90s, maybe early millennia. And we just wanted to bring service back to the industry.
And no doubt making a huge impact in the space. And thanks for the update as well. Now, you're a firm believer in the power of first impressions. So what makes your franchise so successful? And how do you look for the solid people in the industry? And what are some skills you're looking for?
Well, we talk a lot about first impression in training class. I mean, from your, you know, your pants being, you know, nice and clean, your shirts being tucked in with belts, you know, hair done, no visible tattoos. It's important to make sure that the homeowner feels very comfortable with who's going to be in their home. They don't just want anybody. In a time and a place in society today where there's a lot of looseness and expected, you know, we expect our contractors to look a certain way. I mean, kind of like the same way if you decided to, you know, close your eyes and think of your average plumber. You have this automatic visual in your head of what a plumber looks like and what a plumber acts like. We wanted to change that. So when a restoration guy walks in, specifically one from Best Option Restoration, we want, you know, clean clothes, hair done, shirts tucked in, professional, because this is an industry that needs professionalism and we strive for that. So when we go and look for franchisees, most of our franchisees have come from the corporate world. So they're used to a certain level of professionalism. They're used to a certain way of speaking to people. We're not looking for the best restoration guys. I mean, I can teach the restoration space. What we're looking for is solid business owners with a background of a corporate background or a sales background that can, you know, understand and have empathy for the homeowner and what's going on. And it's something that we strive for every single time we have every single time I talk to a franchisee or a candidate on the phone, I like to know their backstory. I'm looking for family, man. I like people to make sure that they have families. And, it says something about somebody. It has some stability when you have a family and you're married. And not saying all my franchises are married with families, but if I was looking for a prototypical franchise, it would be, you know, somebody that had a good, strong corporate background as far as even sales. I mean, sales is a great sales, you know, a great position for us to be in. So a sales guy that has, you know, maybe 2 to 3 kids that have been married for 5-10 years. I mean, these are the things that we look for when we're looking for a candidate, and we don't really sacrifice. I mean, I tell people all the time, Eric, I could have 350 franchises right now if I took everybody. I just turn down more people than I take because I want to make sure we're getting the right fit, not just a heartbeat in cash.
Certainly can appreciate your response there, who you're looking for and your first impressions and how important that is as well. Good stuff there. Now, who was one of your biggest mentors, kind of shifting gears a little bit, and inspires that you feel helped you succeed in the franchise business? Talk to us about that.
Oh, gosh. My mentors have been, you know, some of my best friends. I mean, anyone from Tony Robbins, who I had the honor of working with over the last decade, privately and personally with. He's been a mentor of mine, gosh, for almost 30 years now. Again, I've had some professional ties to him, which has always been nice. I mean, a good buddy of mine, Matthew McConaughey. You know, he's good for grounding for me. He's been a good friend for a couple of years now, and I think he's got a different take and approach on things. He's taught me to relax a little bit more, not be so A-type personality. So he's been a good mentor. But you know, in the franchise space, yeah, the funny thing is I've approached franchising differently. So I don't have a lot of franchise per se, you know, people that had, you know, people that mentored me in the franchise space, because I've taken a different approach. I've taken more of a, let's call it a holistic approach to franchising. So all the people that I've really leaned on throughout my career have been outside of the space. And I think that's one of the reasons why I run my franchises so differently. And I think part of that is, you know, part of that, you know, that I run things differently is part of the reason I've had, you know, the success I've had because I'm not your typical franchisor. You know, I was just on a phone call with a franchise or the candidate yesterday, and he said, you know, you have such a, you know, I've talked to 3 other franchises. You're the 4th one I've talked to now, and I'm more comfortable with you than I was with them because with you, it feels like it's more about me. And with the other people, it feels like it's more about just the franchise and what, you know, and they were trying to sell me on something else. And so it's, I take a personal approach again, like a more of a holistic approach to selling franchises because, you know, we're just bringing the franchises on and growing the system because I want it to feel like a family. I don't want a franchise to ever feel alone. I want it to feel like you always have somebody to go to, and that, you know, we don't just pat you on the head and say, see you at the annual meeting. We actually get involved in your company. And it's something that served me well throughout the years.
And it certainly does speak volumes, and really good to have you back on with us. We're speaking with serial entrepreneur Nick Anthony Zamuson, the founder of Best Option Restoration, a franchise holding 62 businesses across the U.S. here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Franchise Channel, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, talk to us about what training would look like and how hands-on are you with training?
Yeah, with us, it's 3 days online and 5 days. 3 days, I'll break it out to 3 days online. That's the insurance training that everybody has to go through in this industry. Everyone should. Every one of my franchises have to go through. It's insurance training to understand the industry, the billing and support side of the industry. It's important to know what insurance companies are looking for and how they want things broken out. So that's 3 days online. And then they come on out here to Denver. They spend 5 days here with me. And they will, I mean, it is a hands-on. We literally break down a machine, open it up, show you how it works. Let's talk about the different types of air movers, the different types of heat, how they affect different climates. how humidity can affect. And we build drying chambers in different parts of the office so they can see, you know, moisture, you know, a humid spot versus a completely dry spot, how it affects the drying, how heat affects everything. We even compare just what everyone else does, which is just, you know, fans and dehues versus heat, to really show them a firsthand look on why heat wins, why speed kills in this industry, why we're just better than the competition, frankly. And we've never lost yet. Surprise, surprise. But we also then take them. We have 7 franchises locally here in the Denver metro area, and we assign them to a franchisee for the day. They go on 2 or 3 jobs, and they get, you know, from the time they sign the work authorization to the time they're breaking everything down. We want a franchisee firsthand, not just simulation. Simulation is just that. It's simulation. You're running through training. We want you to, we send our franchises, our new franchisees with seasoned pros around here, and take them from the time you walk up to the door to the time you break down. They see the whole process. So they're getting firsthand experience. Again, there's nothing, we're throwing him into the game, you know, from day one. There's no substitution for actually being on real jobs, speaking to real clients, and seeing the real emotions that come out of people when they're dealing with a water or fire or mold situation. You can't simulate that in some sort of training. You know, a lot of companies out there, and what I mean by this is a lot of companies out there, they'll preach, oh, we, you know, we have a 2,000 square foot wet house, and we'll teach you, you know, how to different machines and how to dry. And while that's important to know how to do the job, it is not a substitute for actually going on real jobs. And our franchisees go on real jobs when we're in there in training class. I mean, and it's important to see different phases, see the customers from upset to happy to hugging you. We had a customer the other day. Well, a franchise, I should say, had a customer the other day that literally asked when our new franchisee was at this location, literally asked, hey, guys, after the job, hey, guys, do you all drink bourbon? Because I've been waiting for a reason to open this up. My wife says I can't open it up without somebody. You guys did such a good job. Would you guys like a glass? And my candidate comes back and is telling me this story. I shouldn't say my candidate. He was a franchise at that point. And my new franchisee came back and said, this is the greatest industry in the world. Not only did we help the guy and make some pretty good money, but he offered us bourbon after that. So again, you can't replicate that through a fake dry house. You have to experience something like that is the best training you can get in any organization out there.
Yeah, good to hear from you on your training and your approach and your hands-on approach, that is, and certainly putting yourself in a position and all of your franchisees to succeed long-term. Good stuff right there for sure. Now, also, I'd be curious, any advice you would give to your younger self if you were to start all over again, what would that be?
You know, one of the things that I've frequently have thought in my head was, And I give this advice to young entrepreneurs a lot, is one, not everything has to be perfect. Perfect is a great way to hesitate, and hesitation is a great way to never get started. Just move forward fast. You'll figure things out as you go, because no matter how perfect you want things or you think they are, they'll never be. They'll just never be perfect. And you know, having a good plan and making sure that you have the right people around you when things aren't perfect, when things don't work out. One, don't beat yourself up about it. You know, give yourself a little bit of grace. And two, you want to have, you know, the right people around you that can solve those problems when problems come up. Because I'll tell you right now, if you're in business, you got problems. There's not a business in the world. I mean, me, you know, this is, again, my 4th franchised organization. I know pretty darn well how to run these things. And every day a problem comes up. You're not problem free. Business is nothing more than a problem that needs to get solved until the next day. And, you know, I would say expect the problems. They're okay. It's a natural part of business. It's not the problem that kills you. It's your inability to move on them. So accept the problems. Work it out with people that you trust. Have a good team around you. And, you know, listen to the people that have come before you. I mean, you don't have to have all the answers. That's why you have a team. I can tell you, I was talking to a group of entrepreneurs the other day, and I said, guys, I don't know anything about QuickBooks or Quicken or how to, I couldn't do my books if I tried. I just have no idea. I couldn't even tell you how to log in. I'm like, it's just not what I do. It's not my wheelhouse. But I have CEOs and accountants and bookkeepers that do all that, and they're really good at it. But they couldn't sell or train a franchise because that's not what they do. See, it's okay not to know everything. It's okay not to be the almighty expert in everything. Be the expert and do what you do in which you do it. It's no different than on a football team, let's say, you know. The receiver is not a quarterback, and a quarterback isn't the receiver. Now, they need to know what each other does and why they do it, but, you know, you're never going to have a receiver, you know, be a backup quarterback because it's not what he did, not what he does. Could he do it? Yeah, maybe he might be able to run some plays, but to actually run the offense with efficiency? No, he's good at what he does. He's a receiver, and that's what he works on. I'm a franchise guy. So I work on franchises. I do not sit there and run books and do audits on my franchises. I mean, that's not my wheelhouse. So you need to understand what you don't do well, hire the people that can fill in those gaps and listen to them. Because, you know, again, while the buck stops with you, you have people that can, you know, hold you up when you have times that you just don't know the answers to. And not knowing the answer is okay. You know, it's something that I feel that entrepreneurs tend to get all bent out of shape when they don't know the answer, and they, you know, they feel like, and that just causes hesitation, and they just stop, and they got to figure this out. You end up spending so much time and trying to figure out an answer that if you just ask somebody that was an expert in that field, you should quickly get the answer and move on instead of trying to, you know, got to do everything myself. You don't have to do everything yourself. That's one of the biggest lessons I think I've learned in just business in general, is not everything has to be done by me. I have to have an idea of what everyone does and why they do it. I have to have a grasp of it, but I don't need to be an expert. And let me tell you, being a bookkeeper, I am not an expert.
Great advice. I really do appreciate that. And that goes a long way coming from someone like yourself with more than 25 years of experience. Really appreciate that. Now, lastly, I understand you wrote a few books on how the hunger for success can become your greatest competitive advantage. Tell us about the books, and are you working maybe on another one?
Yeah, I have. I've written four different books now. One's you know, Maverick Franchise. One's Bits of Wisdom. Another book on flipping is a real estate book. And then I wrote my first nonfiction book, my first fiction book, a couple of years back, when there is no choice, Family Business. And, you know, I writing books is a good outlet. You know, everyone needs an outlet outside of it. I tend to write at night when I think the best, when I think that I, in my opinion, when kids are asleep, wife's in bed, it's when I get the most clear thinking. So I end up writing at night. So I have been writing. I've had a book in the queue now, Eric, for the last for the last 3 years, probably since the last time we spoke. I mean, I've had a book in the queue. It's called The Keys. And you know, one of the things that if you'll see in my book is in my books, they'll all always say, you hold the key. And so one of my buddies actually from San Francisco said, hey man, you know, you always say you hold the key, but you know, what is the key? What are the keys to success? So I began writing a book several years ago called The Keys, and it's in the queue and it's basically finished. The challenge is as I grow as a business owner and business leader and especially in the franchise space, I keep tweaking things, and it's almost like I need to stop and just let the book go and publish it, because it's almost the way I look at it, it's like, a graphic designer told me one time, I can keep tweaking things. I can keep moving things. I have to make a decision to hand it over to you. So we're the book's in the queue, the keys is in the queue. It's my fifth book. It will be coming out at some point. I don't have a release date yet because I keep tweaking it. So I just need to stop and I need to revise, read it all over one more time to make sure I still 1000% believe it. Cause unless I 1000% believe what I'm writing, I don't put it out. So I need to finish that, Eric. That's a good ask, because you just kick me in the pants to get that thing done.
Hey, I hear you on that. And certainly it makes a lot of sense and sounds like you are going to get that done at some point, maybe even this year. So good for you on that. Hey, it's been great to have had you back and really appreciate your time and always inspiring to see what you've been able to accomplish over the years. Now, if listeners wanted to get more details on Best Option Restoration and or wanted to work with you, where can they go online for more details?
I always tell people to go directly to the website. It's just borestoration.com. Or I never have any problem giving people my email. People email me every day. It's nickz@borestoration.com. Feel free and reach out. I'll have no problem talking to people or chatting with you and kind of walking down the path of entrepreneurship. And if you come with me and decide to buy a franchise and be a part of us, fantastic.
And there you have it, folks. And of course, you can refer to the show notes for further information and links as well, according to this broadcast. Again, Mr. Zamuson, always great to have you and look forward to our next conversation and update right here on EPN. Have a good one.
Eric, thanks so much, man.
Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with serial entrepreneur Nick Anthony Zamuson, the founder of Best Option Restoration, a franchise holding 62 businesses across the U.S. with over 25 years of experience as a business strategist and entrepreneur. Mr. Zamuson has established himself as an authority in the franchise industry. And for further details, visit borestoration.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.